Blackstone Audio presents The English Major by Jim Harrison. To Steve and Max, sons-in-law and friends. I write for the wish that came true, a terrifying concept. James Cain. Michigan. It used to be Cliff and Vivian, and now it isn't. Doubtless everyone starts from somewhere. We were married 38 years, slightly more than 37, but less than the magic 39. I just cooked my last breakfast here in the old farmhouse, much changed during our marriage due to Vivian's whims and my labor. I began to lose her during our 40th high school reunion over in a park in Mullet Lake last year. Now I'm free, white, and 60. But I don't want to be free. I want Vivian back, but it's been made clear to me that this is unlikely to happen. At the reunion, who would show up but Fred, who left in the 10th grade? His parents were a higher sort, summer people from Petoskey, who brought Fred up from Chicago to begin the 9th grade with us small-town and farm kids. Fred had trouble in Chicago, but he also had trouble up here, so his parents pulled him halfway through 10th grade and sent him off to Culver Military Academy in Indiana, where it is supposed that they straighten out young rascals from prosperous families. So Fred shows up for our 40th high school reunion in an Italian sports car I'd never even heard the name before, though we all agreed it made a growling sound, sort of like the lion I heard at the Grand Rapids Zoo years ago. Anyway, he gave Vivian a ride.